Kapieren. Alle müssen mal kapieren, wer der Sheriff ist. Drei Verbrecher, Klauten aus der Küche. Mal ein Ei, schon am nächsten. Sheriff tanzen gehen? Tanzen alle, das ist schön. Thank you.
Gabi Delgado was one half of Duff. This was from his solo album Friede den Hütten, Krieg den Palästen. And before that, the timeless Duff track Der Sheriff. But now to KMFDM and their new album Enemy. I reached out to Sascha Konietzko in Hamburg to talk a bit about how this album came together.
Writing on a KMFDM album usually begins with laying out my notes from the past several months. Written bits that I sketch down when reading a book or a magazine. Notes I take perhaps when watching a movie or a documentary. Audio field recordings that were taken when out and about, traveling, or on the road. And I start playing around with these fragments of ideas, and I treat them like tiny modules or components. The emphasis really is on the playing aspect. Playing and trying things out. After a while of doing this, structures begin to take shape, like in a primordial soup or something. And little chains of events. And as I keep fiddling around more and more and trying out more ideas that come about whilst doing so, adding more and more to it, eventually a basic track begins to take shape. This can sometimes happen really quickly, or it may take a few days before something fresh comes to mind and gets added to some existing bits. It's a fun way of doing things, but also requires a lot of focusing. Sometimes these ideas just go nowhere and end up in the trash, but the ones that do evolve then get passed around to my mates, Lucia, Andy, and Tidor, and as of recent, my daughter Annabella, the newest member of KMFDM. If anybody has ideas what to do with these budding songs, we'll try them out, lay them down, and see where it takes them. Once a number of ideas have been circulated, they undergo some scrutiny, arrangements take shape, sometimes tuning or tempo get changed, instrumentation and vocals are being recorded, and over the course of time, an album that has a beginning, a middle, and an end is on the table. It's kind of always this way that it works out best.
On this new album, Enemy, there's also a song with your daughter. How did this happen and how was it to work with your daughter?
Annabella's been working on music and singing for several years. She's been constructing her songs using simple digital audio workstation and a microphone. And then over time, she really developed a knack for how to go about songwriting, composing, and writing lyrics. And also improving on her vocal skills. She's begun to take singing lessons, and now she begins studying audio engineering and how to go about a recording studio, how to produce music. It feels very natural to be working with her. She brings a lot to the table, and we do enjoy working together quite a bit. It seems to run in the family.
Sascha, 42 years of KMFDM, what keeps the fire burning for you? How do you get to this point to write new songs?
I'm never worried about the fire. It's always burning inside. You just it needs fuel and nurturing, that's all. And the fire is infectious. The others feel it as well when they hear a rudimentary song idea and they respond to it. One of the biggest advantages over the old days is that nowadays we can switch between songs easily when we work in our digital audio world. Back in the day, a song was up on the big console in the big expensive recording studio, and you just had to fish it one way or another before striking the board and all the cable connections to the outboard gear, and only then could you begin to work on the next song. That was rather stifling and somewhat counterproductive way to work for me. Nowadays, you just pop up a track, work on it to your heart's content, and then switch to the next one, and so forth. Gets the work done much faster, and it's also much more fun. Fun is a very big ingredient in making a KMFDM album. We do take what we do very seriously, but we're not serious about ourselves at all. Without fun and humor, nothing really gets done. And then there's the aspect of over-fiddling. Over-fiddling can only be prevented by making deadlines, setting myself a time frame by when an album will have to be done. So rather than the constant pursuit of the one, that one masterpiece of a lifetime, I tend to see any and all KMFDM albums as something like a screenshot of a year's or however long it takes to make it. And that's pretty much that.
Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you liked my selection in the little KMFDM spotlight. You can find me at radiogoethe.org. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner. Terror love.
Sasha from KMFDM, and you're listening to Radio Gothi.
This is Radio Goethe on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
CJSF 90.